Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the last one we have for tonight. Momono Musume Slime and Cilia. It's also called it actually has an English title, so that's good. So, let's see what this is gonna be about, and get started on Grimm's Wholesome Hentai Corner for Wholesome November. The last one we've got for you. Let's get started. The horizon extended into the distance, the salty breeze licking at me skin, the pleasant roaring of the waves in me ears, the transparent surface of the sea. All of it mobilizes every single nerve in me body, and I welcome the sensation. Ah, the sea, nothing quite like it. What say ye, gents? Aye, Captain! As you say, Captain! Standing on the bow, I call out to me hearties without turning me head, and they return a resounding reply. Satisfied, I point a finger towards the horizon. These waters are already ours. Next, we head north to the Northern Gardens, one of the seven seas. Arr, now that's more like it. To think we're finally going to challenge the seven seas, Captain. Such determination. Where'd we be without you, Captain? Just thinking about our next booty sets me on fire. That's enough praise from you lot. Surrounded with cheer, and I consider the perilous journey that lies ahead. Death might be waiting for us, be it from rivals, or from trials, or Mother Nature. And yet, we can't help but press onwards, for as long as there's treasure to find, a pirate will not sit around. Yep, that's true. Repeat after me, the first rule of the Pirate's Code! If it's over $30... No. The first rule of the Pirate's Code! To the end of the ocean we sail, for treasure, for wisdom, for glory! Don't stop till it's all yours! To the end of the ocean we sail, for treasure, for wisdom, for glory! Don't stop till it's all yours! Heh! On deck, ye scabrous dogs! Unknown treasures await! Yar! Har! Listening to me men bellow, I look straight ahead, me eyes set on the horizon. Just ye wait, Northern Gardens, we'll make ye ours! Captain, everything seems to be going well! Aye, but don't let your guard down. We humans are but tiny specks against the might of Mother Nature. One little slip and it's the locker for ya. Aye, Captain. No matter what happens, we live and die with ya. Brings a tear to me eye to hear that. I have to become stronger to live up to their expectations of me. Both my mind and my body. That's right. I'd give up anything to protect them. Repeat after me, the second rule of the Pirate's Code! Download everything from Netflix! No, that's not it. The second rule of the Pirate's Code! Blah! Among me crew members' jolly voices, the sound of someone throwing up reaches me ears. Silence sweeps over me ship while some of the men turn furious red. You again! I've had enough of you getting seasick once a fortnight! Didn't I tell you to do something about your weak belly? Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Blah! I thought I was going to be fine this time. Blah! And then where'd you get that idea, quit puking and get inside already. Ha ha ha, looks like somebody still doesn't have his sea legs. Come on, someone take him inside and get him some help. Aye, Captain. At me signal, me men drag the vomiting crewman into the captain. Witnessing yet another routine occurrence, I can't stop myself from smiling. Sorry, Captain. We always causing trouble for you. It's part of the fun. Making a fool of yourself is one of the pirates... What is it, Captain? Something wrong? Puzzled at the sudden change in me face, the crewman gives me a worried look. I nod to his words and stare at the empty sky. The smell of the wind, the roar of the waves, there's something ominous about them. By the powers, we have a welcome party. Pipe up the crew, we're about to hit a storm! Aye aye, Captain. Look alive, ye swabs! The sea's getting choppy already. Hearing the order, me boys scatter to make preparations. But the sea waits for no man, and waves rise higher and higher with each passing minute. I didn't notice, good Lord, the sea has changed. I didn't notice it till we were this close. Me guardian angel must be in a bad mood today. We might not make it in time unless I help too. Looks like I just can't stand on the bow forever. Yeah, drat! Captain! Taken by surprise, I lose me footing and crash down into the water. Car, the waves are so high. Ahoy, ye bilge rats! Tie a rope around yourself, grr, and help me up! With a rope, I can get back to the ship. Sorry, Captain. None of us know how to swim. What? The sudden revelation makes me shout in astonishment. What blithering sort of pirate can't swim anyway? Never mind. We'll save that talk for another day. All you've to do is to wrap a rope around yourself, cough, and jump in. I'll take care of everything. Ah! Captain! Amongst all the clamor on board, I spot one crew member rushing over. He has a rope tied around himself and seems ready to jump in at a moment's notice. That's good. Now just jump towards me. Hurry, before it's too late. However, what flies me away ain't one of me crewmen. Blah! But a tremendous stream of puke. What? Are you ever not barfing, you imbecile? Blazes, this is disgusting. Captain, I'll be right. Blah! Gods, no. Just stay away from me. God damn it. I twisted to get away from the puke. And now me foot's cramped. Captain, we'll wait for you. I'm sure you can even make it to the Northern Gardens on your own. I don't need those expectations right now. Listen. Just help. Captain! With me crew shouting in the background, I use up the last of me strength. But just let me say one thing. If I make it back, I'll have y'all keelhauled! I'm alive somehow. Clinging to a piece of wood that happened to float by, I managed to keep me head out of water. With not but this open sea around me, despair starts to set in. Wonder if any ships will pass by. I know there's only a faint chance, but it's my only hope. With no food or water to speak of, this might be the end of me. Nay, can't let myself become weak. I'll survive. Even be this absolutely the worst thing that's ever happened to me, I'll find a way. Scolding myself for the moment of weakness, I harden me resolve. If I simply go with the flow, something has to happen eventually. Is it just me, or do the waves seem a bit funny? Oh no! Alright, something has to happen, but you can't be serious! Tell me this ain't happening! However, as if to spite me, the ocean once again roars to life and an enormous wave plunges towards me. Was the first time not enough for ya? I have to do something. We got choices. I'm not gonna give up here! I push against the wave, struggling to survive. However, it lashes at me without mercy, sapping me strength. But I think I can stand it. As I sigh in relief and tension leaves me body, me leg goes rigid all of a sudden. Curses, me legs are cramping. At this rate, the more I struggle, the less I can move, and soon enough I wear myself out. It's no use, I'm done for. What a pathetic way to die. This is the end, I guess. I feel me body going limp as I'm dragged to the bottom of the sea. Lachis ending seminar at lesson 1. Humiliating. Oh, how humiliating this is. What am I to do with you? We haven't even been introduced yet, the story's already over. If only you had gone with the flow instead of wasting your energy resisting. There's only so much you could do in the face of Mother Nature, after all. In this case, just allow it to happen and wait till it's over. If you can do that, you'll be able to meet us, understood? Be careful not to make the same mistake again. Promise me, okay? Now, let's go back to that choice. Was the first time not enough for you? I have to do something. I wonder what happens if you choose the same thing again. Unleash your hidden power. Nah, there's no need for me to panic, for you see lying dormant within me be a power I've never revealed to anyone. That's right. I've been waiting to unleash it. Waiting for this exact sort of moment. Without a shred of doubt, I was blessed with this power all for the sake of this one crucial juncture. Behold. Wait. You're not supposed to. What? The moment I start to gather me strength, a massive wave crashes against me as if on purpose. I won't make it in time. Impossible. How could I? And so, as I sputter the most pathetic words in history, I head to Davy Jones' locker. Lashi's Ending Seminar, Lesson 2. Pardon me for asking, but what in the world were you thinking? I mean, I can certainly understand wanting to choose an option like that if it popped up. Hidden powers and the like, very attractive concepts, aren't they? Trust me, I feel the same way myself. But still, and I'm sure you know this, convenient twists like that aren't possible. It's common sense. What kind of world would it be if we could just pull out superpowers whenever we wanted? An interesting one. And so, I'd like you to go back and try again. Actually, you know, I'm still a little worried about you. Alright, just this once, okay? I'll move the story forward for you. I'd rather not waste any more time before we meet. Now then, time advance! Was the first time not enough for you? I have to do something. However, there's little more I can do, and all that's left for me to do is... All that's left to me is to pray. I'm dead for sure this time. As I glare at the waves drawing towards me, I gradually let go of me consciousness. Where am I? When I come to, what I see in front of me is a clear sky. The gentle sound of the waves reaches me ears as I feel the sea breeze on me skin. Did I wash up on an island somewhere? That seems like the most reasonable answer. Though I was dead for sure. Maybe this is the famed devil's luck. Doesn't seem like I'm too injured to move, but apart from that, enduring some minor pain, I look over myself. Some scrapes for the sea tossing me around, but someone seems to have treated them. Maybe this island's inhabitants found me out here, collapsed, and have been taking care of me. Don't want to be ungrateful, but would it have killed them to at least carry me indoors? On second thought, seeing that I'm all alone right now, it's possible that whoever found me went looking for help. If so, maybe I shouldn't wander off. But anyway, where the blazes am I? I can see the end of the island with me naked eye. Doesn't seem too large. Yeah, look, Lachis, the human's awake. Milady, you don't have to shout so much, or to put it another way, please shut up. Rude. Hey, Lachis, I've been thinking lately. You secretly hate me, don't you? Of course not. Why did that take so long? You really do hate me, don't you? I'll cry! I'm gonna cry, okay? It doesn't matter to me either way. I can just leave you here after all. Meanie, you're so mean! Be nicer to me! Sure, but for now, let's hurry. We have a lot to explain to the human. Not that I'm looking forward to it. Fine, but it's over for you once we get home. Prepare for consequences. Very well. Though knowing you, you'll have forgotten all about it by then. I wonder what could possibly be going on above me with all that damn shouting. Based on what I overheard, I take it they're the ones who treated me. Which doesn't make them any less loud. Just who are they anyway? Damnation. Anyone ever teach you to keep quiet while someone's trying to get some... Huh? Oh, Lakis, he looked at me. My, he's quite a handsome one. Something's out of place here, like the skin color and those tentacles. Those two are monsters, alright? A slime and a silly, I believe. Was I saved by a pair of blooming monsters? Hello? You okay? Why'd you go all quiet all of a sudden? Are you in pain? I doubt that's the case. Perhaps he's simply taken aback by the sight of creatures such as ourselves. He didn't look like such a scaredy cat. Huh? Why would he be afraid of us? I mean, it's been 10 whole years since we fought the humans, right? Ten years isn't long enough to completely heal bitter memories, I'm afraid. Now hold on a minute here. Was it truly you who saved me? I cut him off before their conversation goes off on a tangent again. Monster or not, if someone saved me life, I have to show me appreciation. That's just the way of things. Exactly. Though you really gave me a scare, you know? There I was, just taking a walk, and found you plopped on the ground. And thanks to my amazing decision-making, I miraculously saved your life. You can show me some gratitude if you'd like. You really should, actually. Sure, I appreciate it. Gosh, she's so full of herself that it almost hurts to listen to. Though perhaps she's just a born airhead. Nothing I can't forgive. M'lady, don't tell lies. While you sat and watched, I was the one who helped him, isn't that right? What? You're the one telling lies? I'm not lying. Now, lying ain't good, young lass. Come on, I think you owe Miss Lachise here an apology. Not a grain of faith in me. You're so mean. The slime's face turns to shock in a comical fashion, and she starts to sob. When I turn towards Lachise, Cecilia? She's an octopus, right? I find her staring at the slime lass with a look of ecstasy for whatever reason. Oh, how wonderful. You truly are a bottomless well of laughs. Well, I'm not happy at all. Stop teasing me just because you think it's funny. I refuse. Not even gonna give it any thought? Grr. I'm gonna show you what happens when I rebel. Just you watch. Sure. Go right ahead. I'm sure you'd look just as precious, even as a little rebel, hee hee. You're a demon, a horrible demon, a terrible lady who exists only to laugh at my suffering. Oh, got caught up watching these two and forgot I was still in the conversation. Now that I think about it, I still haven't thanked them. As a pirate, nay, as a human being, that's unforgiven. You two done yet? Huh? Oh, right, I totally forgot. Just, how dare you ruin my moment of unparalleled bliss? If only you'd die. I feel like I just heard something chilling, but whatever. I haven't thanked you yet. You two have me deepest gratitude for saving me life. Come on, you don't have to be that serious about it. I'm getting all embarrassed, ahaha. I merely saved you at Milady's behest, so you needn't thank me, though I do appreciate the sentiment. Guess she ain't used to being thanked directly. The two of them seem a little embarrassed, but something about that also makes them look somewhat cute. Now that I have a good look at them, they be mighty fine lasses. Sure, the slime's a bit immature, but there's a certain cuteness to that. And while Akis seems cold and doesn't show a whole lot of emotion, she's certainly one gorgeous lady. It'd be bloomin' shame not to make a pass at them. I know how scary monsters can be, they've made me life absolute hell in the past even. But that be one thing, and this be another. After all, relationships between humans and monsters ain't exactly rare. Okay, so if you guys think, because there's going to be an H scene, it's like, oh my god, Grim, are you going to be reading an H scene like a pirate? I might. Who knows? What's wrong? You got all quiet again. Does your tummy hurt? Ah, nay, it's nothing. Milady, don't be fooled. He's clearly thinking horrible thoughts of the pornographic kind, no doubt. Aha, alright, why would I be thinking about that? Blimey, that was close. Of course they're gonna find it suspicious if I just shut up in the middle of a conversation. First impressions are key to wooing. Can't let myself look silly in front of them. Now then, slime lassie, might I learn your name? Huh? Alright. I forgot to tell you. Alright then, prick up your ears and hear the name. Of the one and only Lime, this pirate in training shall one day rule the seven seas. Those who fear and respect me can call me Limmy. Lime then. Okay, so I pronounced it right the first time. I suppose I should introduce myself too while we're at it. My name is Lakis. As you can see, I am but a humble maid. And that's Lakis. I wonder about her lack of interest in introductions, though. Lime and Miss Lakis, eh? Lovely names ye two have. They say some odd things every now and then, but for the time being, I'm just gonna ignore that. This is time for me charm to do the talking. Girl, don't call me Lime, you're to call me Limmy. Alright, sorry about that, Limmy. Heh. Very good. Nicknames are proof of a deep bond, after all. Keep them coming, even when you have nothing to say. Not sure if that makes sense. Just call me Lakis. No need for anything creepy like nicknames. That tongue's even sharper than I thought, eh? The fact that her expression doesn't change one bit makes it hurt even more. But I shan't be deterred so easily. Captain Ives, at your service. Clearly, it must be fate that we met this way. I'd be glad to get to know ye two better. I think of me best come on. You know, Lemmy, your eyes are bluer than the Atlantic, and today I wouldn't mind being lost at sea. Hey, Lakis, what's he talking about? Something about my eyes and sea? I don't get it. Who knows? Maybe he just hit his head too hard. Curses, no luck with that one, eh? Can't strike me colors just yet. Heh, no need for pretense, Lakis. You know exactly what I meant. That part of ye is quite wonderful. Why, yes, I am quite wonderful. Thank you very much, so that goes without saying. Have you no shame? Those two are tough, for sure. I haven't had to put up this much of a fight in a while. Still, the game has only just begun. Can't let such rare beauty slip away from me. And they'll be all over me, they'll be all over me in no time. Ah, tis no use. No matter what pretty words I speak, nothing seems to work. Strange, I never had trouble wooing human lasses. Starting to lose confidence in meself over here. Lakis, what's wrong with this guy? He just started panting out of nowhere. Well now, I bet he's in shock that none of his vaunted pickup lines worked. Heh, how pitiful. Gah! Pitiful, haha. I'm pitiful, eh? Hit hard, that one. I suppose it's only fair, since I wasn't trying me hardest. Could have been they sensed it. Anyway, I've been meaning to ask you that outfit. Are you a pirate, Ovs? Oh, well, that's right. What about it? Come to think about it, she said something about ruling the seven seas when she introduced herself. Does she want to be a pirate or something? Oh, what an amazing coincidence. I'm the luckiest girl alive getting to see a living, breathing pirate. What are you talking about? Hey, no, Captain, please teach me what it means to be a pirate. Captain, now just a wee moment. How did things come to this? This is happening so fast I'm having trouble keeping up. Limey, could you just calm down for a... Don't call me that anymore. If you're my captain, there's no need to address me with fear and respect. Just Lime is fine. Real names are proof of a deep bond. That's one thing you gotta get right, okay? And what'd you say a moment ago? Didn't you want a nickname? Nah, that doesn't even... Arr, I can't think straight. If such is my lady's will, then I'll have to serve you as well. Huh? What's got into you, Miss Lakis? A maid needs not a title. You may simply call me Lakis. Do note, henceforth I shall be calling you Master. Your cooperation is appreciated. Come now, lass, there be no need for that. Is that so? I insist we go with Master, after all. It'd be much more fun that way. Ye said the quiet part out loud again. At least try to keep me from finding out. Whatever. I have to focus. This is all moving too fast. Feels like this be all going according to someone's plan. Captain, what should I do first? What do I have to do to become the best pirate in the world? Teach me. Well, we're gonna find out all about that when we continue with more Mamono Musume Slime and Scylla next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner. And you don't even have to pirate it, because Jess has it on sale for just a few gold coins. It's the few, not... It's on sale. You don't have to be spending your whole treasure chest. Just a few gold doubloons, and you can have a copy of this game for yourself as well as the others. Now I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with more of this game. We're out.